It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Joining us this morning is the owner of Stone Alley Books and Collectibles, Mr. Stone himself, Ben Stone Stoneberg. Ben, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me in this morning, guys, and congratulations on the show. It sounds great.
Thank you.
I enjoy it.
Thank you very much. Good. Appreciate it. Well, let's talk about World Book Night. Kind of give us a background of how this event actually got started.
World Book Night is an event. It's funded by a nonprofit organization, and they started in the UK as a way to get new books to people who basically weren't doing much reading. And they basically recruit people to give away books in your community. And then I'm lucky enough that we get to have kind of like a little giveaway at the shop as well with the books that are coming in. It's the first year we've gotten to do it at the shop. I've applied like the last 2 years, but not a lot of people in Galesburg signed up to be givers. Now that we know kind of what the system is, we can start kind of recruiting givers for next year and being like, all right, we're going to give away books all over the community and pick your favorite charity to give books away to. And then we'll have more and more people coming to the shop to get books too, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is actually books in your hand. It's not e-readers or stuff like that.
No,
right?
No. It's not like comic book. We've been doing Free Comic Book Day for years. So it's not. The funny thing is, one of the books that we have that they sent us to give away, we don't get to choose the books at the store, but they sent us a graphic novel this year. So one of the ones we're giving away is a comic book. And I'm like, they must really know my store pretty well. I don't know what's going on. But no, these are actual, they're special World Book Night editions of different titles. And each. The thing that's unique about this is there are givers out there in the community right now who are giving away the books to different charities and stuff, and then we just get some books for the store to give away as well. We had three different givers in the community, and one lady was giving books to one of the literacy groups at Sandberg. Another lady was distributing at a local church, and I don't remember where the third was going, but they can pick what book from the list of titles available that they want to give away, and World Book Night sends them that specific title. Like the lady was giving away stuff at the church, got large print books for the elderly so they could read them easier. And then, but I just got random books sent to the store. They just sent me like a few boxes of books. They happen to be books that really fit our clientele at the store pretty well. We got a young adult book that's very popular, a poetry book, and a graphic novel. So it's just like, I think they have spies that go from store to store and be like, what does this store sell? We'll give away some of that there.
Ben Stone Stoneberg joining us here. I'm still having trouble with that.
That's all right. Why. You just call me Stone. That's what everybody calls me.
That'll be easy. That'll be easier. He's the owner of Stone Alley Books and Collectibles World Book Night tonight. So this is kind of geared for towards somebody like me.
Yeah.
I've got a few books. I don't crack them open, though.
You seem like a reader to me. I mean, you know Bill. You're on first name basis with
well,
Bill Shakespeare.
We just talk. No, but for me and Jim and I were talking about this, I think, yesterday morning that if I could get up in the morning and read, I would be fine. But, you know, as early as we get up, and even before I was doing the early morning thing, if I sit down to read, I fall asleep, or I'll get like 3 pages in and like, I have no idea what I just read. It's, you know, kind of like that highway hypnosis. I get that right from reading. So I just, because of that, I rarely read a book.
You can tell the real readers because you get like bruises on your forehead from reading in bed, and book just slaps you in the head as you fall asleep. Yeah, that's my problem. Yeah. That's what I do most of mine. Yeah. I'll be laying there in bed and thwack, right in the head.
It's interesting, Ben, you said that you actually you have an appreciation for Shakespeare. You read that early in life. Huh?
Yeah. Shakespeare. I'm not on a first name basis with Mr. Shakespeare, but the Bard has always been a big influence on me. I think I had his complete works my sophomore or junior year. I got it for Christmas. I asked for it for Christmas. So I was like,
wow,
I would like the complete works of Shakespeare, please. Because, you know, I thought I was very intellectual. Okay, I was a weird kid, yeah.
Ma, we got to take this kid in for an examination.
When the therapy session started. Yeah. And, I've been reading Shakespeare my whole life. And I think it's kind of cool that they do the World Book Night on the anniversary of his birth. It's 450 years now since Shakespeare this year, but I don't have a single Shakespeare book to give away. They didn't send me any Shakespeare. You would think, like, on the 450th anniversary, every shop would get Shakespeare.
Sure.
I didn't get any Shakespeare this year, but, you know, maybe next year. We'll see what happens.
Well, if someone's actually interested and you know, it's like, you know what, I should start reading a little bit more. If somebody's interested and they would maybe like to get a book, how would they go about it? How does World Book Night work?
All you have to do, it's real simple today. The giver Whoever's are out there in the community, and they're doing their thing, and they're giving away different charities and such. But for the shop, all you have to do is stop in. We open at 10, and I'm going to be there until 9 o'clock tonight. We're going to go late. As long as the books are still available, we'll stay there open. Just stop in, and everybody who comes in can get a free book. You can choose. There's only three titles to choose from that we have at the shop. It's Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children by Ransom Riggs, and that's very popular. 100 Best Loved Poems. And then there's this graphic novel, and I haven't read this graphic novel yet, but it's called Same Difference by Derek Kirk Kim. And we have those three titles to choose from. You can pick up a copy of any of those while they're available and all day long. So pretty much from open until – we're going to stay open extra late until they're gone.
And North Seminary Street, do you address –
53 South Seminary
South
Street.
Seminary. I said South North Seminary, Seminary Street.
See, you're good.
Got you on the wrong part of the street.
Right across from the Landmark and Cole's Diamonds. And also I should mention that that one wasn't me, wasn't it? I put
that
my
was
phone
me.
On silent. I'm a radio professional. And
glad somebody isn't here.
That's my reminder of Danielle calling from the high school, but she's actually not calling today because she's taking the ACT.
Oh, so, good luck, Danielle.
Yes, exactly.
That's your mom would really be angry at me if I didn't say good luck. Part of the books that we got at the store, since the big part of World Book Night is the charity aspect of it, giving the books away, we'll be giving away those three titles, copies of those to the Knox Academy as well here in town. And Joel Ward helped me out with that and setting that up, and we'll be giving them copies as well of those titles.
7:27, the WGIO Morning News. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Will Stevenson, joined this morning by the Stone Man, Ben Stomberg. He's the owner of Stone Alley Books and Collectibles. It is World Book Night that is taking place today, and the store will be open 10 a.m. till 9 p.m.
All day long we'll be doing the free books for World Book Night.
And for those of you, I mean, if you're a regular reader, don't go in and take a free book just to take a free book.
No, everybody should come in and take a free book. Okay. Don't listen to Tom. Okay. Everybody come in and get a free book.
Okay.
Whether you read or don't read, if you just want to use it as a doorstop, I'm not going to judge you.
Well, I was going to suggest if you're a regular reader, go in and look at the rest of the selection you
have. Well, there's that, too. There's plenty of other selections to choose from while you're there. I mean, you know, and we do use books as cheap as $4. So that's almost free.
There you go.
You know, it's like it's books on a budget.
There you go. So not only a World Book Day, you mentioned a free comic book day that you participate in, and that is actually coming up really soon, May 3rd. And that's what, next Saturday?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I got one more weekend to prepare, and then it's on like Donkey Kong, and it's always crazy that day. We always have a good time. This will be our fourth or fifth. We've done it every year since we opened, so this will be the fourth year that we've done Free Comic Book Day. We're the only location in Galesburg this year. There's a store locator, by the way. If you're not in the immediate Galesburg area on May 3rd, you can go to freecomicbookday.com and find a store near you so you can go and do it. But there'll be free comics galore. World Book Night's kind of like Free Comic Book Day for adults. That's the great thing about it. It's like, you know, bring the kids on Free Comic Book Day, and then the adults come out and grab some books today.
So is it similar in that it's a nationwide or worldwide thing with Comic Book Day?
Oh, yeah, and it's always on the first weekend in May. It always coincides with one of the big superhero movie releases, Spider-Man 2, that weekend will be coming out, and we'll be out at the theaters for that again with AMC. They're very cool about us coming out and, you know, letting people have some free stuff at the movie theater. And then just, that's crazy. I'm not expecting people to be lined up outside the store this morning for World Book Night, especially since it's the first time we've done it. But Free Comic Book Day, there is a line every year. At 10 a.m., we have to line everybody up and then open up the doors, and they all come in. It's pretty awesome. It's fun. Wow. It's one of the best. It's one of the funnest days we have at the shop every year.
Yeah. I haven't read a comic book for ages. Is it still largely based on superhero?
It's you know what? It's really much wider than that now. The stuff that I read, it's mostly superheroes because I'm a geek. But there's everything from independent stuff that's really off the wall and out there to Archie still for kids.
Archie's,
you know what I mean? Like, they're going to kill Archie this summer. You hadn't
heard
that?
I did read about that. I heard that it's kind of a different, but he's like they've actually
they're
aged
totally going to kill Archie.
of all people. Why did you get rid of Jughead or Moose?
Reggie.
Nobody liked Reggie.
It's mostly a stunt, but that's going to happen this summer. But there's the weird thing about comic books since when I was young is that it used to be mostly kids stuff or stuff that you read as a teenager. Now, really, most of the comic book stuff, like the Batman comic book that's coming out right now, is maybe one of the best comic books being written, but I wouldn't recommend your kid reading it. It's not meant for small children.
It's pretty dark.
But we have a whole other section, though, at the store It's not even in the comic book room with the for the kids, so they can go in and look and see, oh, I want this one, and there's My Little Ponies and Transformers and Regular Show and Peanuts and everything else and the Sun and all the Archies that they can like check out there without being like, why can't I have that Batman where the guy's head's coming off? You know, and that's, you really have to be a little bit careful of that with the parents anymore. Stuff like The Walking Dead, that's not meant for your kids. Sure. I mean, even if they're watching the TV show, you don't want them really reading the comic without your supervision.
Yeah. So it's kind of like video games. Have some discernment.
Exactly. It's exactly what it's changed like. Video games used to be for kids. Now they're mostly made for guys my age, and you should be careful about what you're letting the kids play.
Sure. All right. So World Book Night going on all day today. Stone Alley Books and Collectibles, and of course, Free Comic Book Day coming up a week from Saturday, May 3rd.
Oh, yeah. We'll have tons of stuff going on for that, too. But today, World Book Night's the first time we've ever done it at the store. I'm really excited. I'm hoping that if this really goes well this year, the next year we can double it and get some more givers and be out in the community more, and maybe we'll have a Shakespeare title giveaway next year on his birthday. You can never tell how these things will work out.
First in line.
Yeah. I want to see Ben quote some Shakespeare. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Oh, that's how you put me on the spot. I don't know any of them. Something about the East and Juliet is the moon or the sun or something.
Wherefore
the accent, though.
She's really hot. I remember that part.
There you go. All right. Stone, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate coming
53 South Seminary Street, Stone Alley Books and Collectibles.
Starts at 10 a.m. this morning, goes till 9.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.